When the Australian Space Agency was formed 2 years ago, Megan Clark became its head. At the time, she made it clear that this was a short-term appointment. That term ends on December the 31st. Last week, after months of searching, the federal government announced that Enrico Palermo will be the new head of the agency. Enrico is Virgin Galactic's chief operating officer, and before that was with Virgin Galactic in another division. He joined the Virgin Galactic in 2006 as one of its first employees. Palermo grew up in Perth and did his high school education at Chrism Catholic College. Last year, he revisited his school and had this chat with his former teacher.
Maybe tell us a little bit about your time at Chrism College. When did you graduate, and what sort of subjects were you doing when you were here?
I graduated in 1996, mm-hmm. With my wife, Nadia. She studied here as well.
Yeah, right.
We got married in 2005.
Right.
We finished up at the Wood Street campus
when
we graduated. And so, yeah, final year I studied chemistry, physics, English literature, mm-hmm. Italian, and I'm missing one, I think. There's five, six. But that was sort of
the main
threads
that
I pursued.
And I mean, one of the things we noticed when you walked in today is your name is displayed on just about every honour board there can possibly be. So it's fair to say you made the most of your time here, and I remember that really well, that that's exactly what you were doing. You were making the most of the opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested in, maybe you could tell us, what were the strategies that you employed to become successful at school and to make the most out of it? What sorts of things were you trying to do and achieve?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily had like a strategy that
a grand plan
a grand plan. I love to learn,
yep,
and so that was sort of something that sort of helped a lot, mm-hmm. along the way. I think just, you know, a good focus, but also mixing like studies with sport.
Yeah,
I played,
right,
soccer,
yep.
I did debating, I was in the debating,
right,
class,
eh?
As well,
yep.
and I found those sort of opportunities sort of rounded the experience of learning. You know, had a passion for, you know, physics. I had a great teacher, chemistry, I can't sort of pick one single strategy that worked, but reading, applying yourselves, but also having those breaks with soccer and other things.
And when as you were saying earlier, you know, when you were studying your double degree at, mm-hmm. UWA, one of the things that stood out is you wanted to end up leading a team.
Yep.
That's what you really wanted to do. And this is actually what you're doing now.
Yeah, it's I'm a good designer, but you know, there's better designers than me out there, and I felt my strength was more in organising teams,
yeah.
leading teams,
yeah.
Getting teams behind a purpose and a mission.
After Chrism College, Enrico Palermo went on to study at the University of Western Australia. Now, when visiting the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney, he gave this autobiography and a look at the future of spaceflight.
I believe we're in a pivotal point in our human history. We're at a point where humankind's presence in space is going to grow rapidly, grow exponentially, and importantly, grow permanently. We're entering a phase in our history where it will become common for all of us to know someone who has travelled to space to do business, to do research, to travel, and to marvel at the beauty of our planet below. So as long as we've looked at the stars, I would say we've had a genetic inbuilt desire to want to go there, to go explore the unknown, to leave our planet and look back. It was the 1960s and 1970s that humans first forays into space with Yuri Gagarin and the Apollo missions and so on. And those successful missions ushered in an expectation for a whole generation that they too would have the opportunity to travel into space. The next few years are going to see the introduction of several new spaceships, Virgin Galactic Spaceships 2, Dragon SpaceX Module, perhaps Sierra Nevada's Dream Chaser, and several other vehicles. But just looking at Spaceship 2 alone, which is a spaceship which can carry 8 crew, so 2 pilots who will fly frequently, and then 6 astronauts that fly in the cabin, if we were to only fly once a month we would put 72 people into space in a year. This is exciting, right? We're at an inflection point. We're never going to be on this curve again. And this is the history we're in now. One of the things I focused on in my early career was picking up experiences in very diverse projects and fields. Formerly SAE, where as a team, you have to, a multidiscipline team, deliver a race car in a certain amount of time. A lot of fun. But beyond that, I looked at internships and vacation employment experiences. I worked in oil and gas, I worked in business consulting and various other things. And as I look back, picking up those diverse fields and experience was really important to the progression of my career. My family knows that I'm someone that when I set my eyes and mind on doing something, I don't really take no for an answer. So once again, I quit my job, a good job, and applied to study at the International Space University. So International Space University is a really remarkable organisation. It's headquartered in Strasbourg in France. And I studied at their graduate program, nine-week graduate program. What I say to the young and upcoming professionals in the crowd is let your imaginations run wild. Dream big. You know, take those lateral steps. Twice in my career, I quit very good jobs in pursuit of my ambitions. Now, I'm not advocating all of you quit your jobs tomorrow and fly to London. And you know, you've got to take the right risks. But you need to take risks occasionally.
Enrico Palermo spoke a few months ago at an event organised by the Italian Embassy in Washington. Yes, he does speak Italian. After describing the operations of the spaceship company and of Virgin Galactic, he offered this vision for the future of commercial space.
Yeah, I think it's an incredible time to be entering the space industry. You know, the world, particularly the US and Europe and China and Russia have incredible backgrounds of, you know, many years of space development. But we're, as I said before, we're really at this inflection point in where you're seeing different commercial companies around the world providing capability that was once sort of the preserve of the superpowers of the world. And so that is a radical shift in the cost structure, I think in the frequency of access to space. And I'd say there's incredible opportunities, there's including Virgin Galactic. Some of these companies will be huge in the future and be a huge part of the economies of the world. And it's not just about human spaceflight. You know, there's, you know, continuing great work in satellite technologies, particularly smaller satellites, constellations of satellites, you know, on orbit manufacturing, you know, access to the moon, utilization of resources on the moon. There's endless opportunities and things we haven't thought about yet that will come from this renaissance coming from, and we're in it from commercial space. And so what I offer is there's not one set model to get in this industry. You know, this is an industry that requires all disciplines. It's not just engineers and science and technologists. There's lawyers. There's you know, really challenging things around space law. But we're like any business, finance, accounting, all aspects are needed to support this industry. And I think we'll see worldwide the space industry driving a lot of job growth, career growth and opportunity.
Enrico Palermo's resignation from Virgin Galactic takes effect from December the 4th, and he takes up the leadership of the Australian Space Agency in January.